Okay, so I think this vort really, I got it from Roy Liebtag when I was in Yeshiva, and I really think it's one of the most important insights to understanding Shmot Vayikra and Bamidbar. I mean, it hangs basically on realizing that the end of Shmot is extremely weird and leaves you on two cliffhangers. So, let me share a screen. One second, here we go. Share. Okay. You got it? Is it shared? Wait, what do you guys see? Nice. Do you see this? Do you see the, what is Bamidbar?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is the end of Shmot, or the end of Pekudei that we read this week. And I want you to think about, as we read the Psukim, whether there seems to be any closure to the story that is being told. So the end of Pekudei goes as follows. Vayichas ha'anan et ol moed, uchvod Adonai malei et ha'mishkat. So the tent, the cloud covers the tent of meeting, and the presence of God fills the Mishkan. V'lo yachol Moshe lavo el ol moed, ki shachan alav ha'anan, uchvod Adonai malei et ha'mishkan. And the Ana and Moshe couldn't come in to the Ohel Moed, into the tent of meeting, because the tent was there and God's Spirit filled the Mishkan. So now, if I stop there, what should the next pasuk be? What would you want the next pasuk to be? Right, there's a cliffhanger, right? You want the next pasuk to be, well, Moshe is banned, can't enter the Mishkan, so did he ever get in? And if he did, when and how? But instead of picking up on that story, Pasuk Lamed Vav picks up on a different point entirely. Uvehalod ha'anan me'ala Mishkan, Yisu b'nei Yisrael b'chol ma'aseihem. And when the cloud would lift from the Mishkan, the Jews would travel. V'im lo yale hanan v'lo yisu ad yom ha'eloto. And if the cloud would not go up, so they wouldn't travel until the cloud went up. Ki hanan adonai al mishkan yomam v'eish tiye laila bo le'inecho b'nei Yisrael b'chol masehem chazak chazak v'nit chazek. The cloud was on the mishkan during the day and the fire at night, to the eyes of all of Bnei Israel in their travels. And what's strange is that there seems to be two completely different things going on here. You have two psukim which tell you that Moshe can't enter the Mishkan, and then they just end. They don't tell you if he ever gets in, when he ever gets in. Instead, the psukim move to a completely another issue, which is that the Anan on the Mishkan has two roles. In addition to it being in the Mishkan and determining who and when someone can enter into the Mishkan, it also teaches you something completely different, which is that it would lead the Jews through the Midbar. And what Liebtag points out is that if you look at this chart that I have right here, really the end of Shemot seems to be telling you two completely different stories. One is that the Mishkan and the Anan in the Mishkan is the place in which God rests. He meets with the Jewish people, specifically with Moshe. But the Anan on the Mishkan also has a role outside the world of Mikdash and Mishkan, and that is that that same cloud, which represents God's presence within the Mishkan, has a much more mundane role, so to speak, which is it leads the Jews on their travels, on their commute, on their journey towards Israel. And those two roles, the role of the Mishkan qua Mikdash, qua place where God meets the Jewish people, and its second role, which is that God and his Anan also find their place in the world of the mundane in their travel, seem to pick up in two different places. Namely, that Shmot seems to end on two different cliffhangers, which lead into two simultaneous stories, Vayikra and Bamidbar. Because the first pasuk in Vayikra is what?
Dao.
Right, what's the first pasuk in Vayikra? Rafi, you're there you go. Now you turned off, you turned on your microphone. Yeah, Rafi, what's the first pasuk in Vayikra?
Like Vayikra,
Shemo
Moshe, or something like that.
Yeah, Vayikra. The exact pasuk, since I shouldn't do it bal peh, that's aser. One second. Vayikra Adonai el Moshe, vaydaber Adonai elav me'ol moed lemor, daber b'nei Yisrael, amar t'lehem, etc. And he said, look how smoothly Vayikra picks up from pasuk lamed dalad lamed hey, I think it was in the end of Shmot. Right? If I read this straight, nothing would be missing whatsoever. Va'echas anat et ol moed uchvod Adonai malei na mishkan v'lo yachol Moshe lavol moed kishachan alav ve'anan uchvod Adonai malei na mishkan. The cloud covered the mishkan, and Moshe couldn't come in because God was there until va'edaber Adonai until he called out and said, hey, come in. Right? It picks up directly from Psukim, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey. He couldn't come in until God said, come in. And what about the next Psukim? Uve'alod ha'anan me'ala mishkan, Yisub ne'esh rabachom ma'sehem, etc. The fact that the Anan leads the Jews in their journeys, where does that pick up? Bamidbar. Bamidbar starts off with yeah, but Oel Moed Lemor. But we pick up in the same place in the Oel Moed. What does he say? Get ready to journey. This is how you're set up. Count and set up the encampments and travel. And in the middle you have Vahi ben Soah Aaron Vayomer Moshe, etc., when it would go, etc., etc. But Midbar is the story of how the Mishkan would lead the Jews through the desert. And what that seems to mean is that basically Shmot, Bamidbar, Vayikra, sorry, Shmot, Vayikra, Bamidbar are really two different stories. And it basically goes like this. God tells us that He is found amongst the Jewish people, but that manifests itself in two completely different ways. One is in the world of Mishkan, Mikdash, Kedusha, and that story is told in Vayikra. Right? Meaning the end of Shmot tells you the Mishkan was built, and one story that emerges from that is the world of the Mishkan. But there's another story, is that that same divine presence that is intense in the Mishkan and has karbanot and talking to God, v'chule, has a completely mundane, so to speak, aspect, which is God is also there for you when you travel in your journeys. And that story is told in Bamidbar. So Shmot is the story about how God's presence finds its place, its permanent home, amongst the Jewish people. And then Vayikra and Bamidbar tell two different stories of how that's manifest in the world of the Mishkan and the world of their travels. And therefore, the last five psukim of Shmot divide because they leave you on two cliffhangers. You have to imagine it like a movie, right? You have two people come together, right? And then they part ways. And then the story is told as if it were in two separate movies until that moment at which they join together again. Right? That's the end of Shmot. God comes down and His presence is manifest as a Mishkan and as a travel aid. What does that look like? Movie one is Vayikra. Movie two is Bamidbar. And Raelib Deck adds that if you want to realize how incredible that is, all you have to do is try to look at the time. Because when does this happen? So, Vayikra, all of Vayikra takes how many days? Right? Sometimes we forget this, but all of Vayikra takes how many days? Trivia question, right? Breishit takes how long? from the beginning of the world till they go down to Egypt. So over 2,000 years. Shemot takes 400 some odd years, or however many years, 200, 400, the years in the desert. But Midbar takes how many years?
40.
Slightly less, sure, but something like that, about 40. 39, 40, something like that. Dvarim, 30 days is the speech. Vayikra, 8 days. Because most of it is law. And time doesn't really pass in Vayikra. The only narrative that we know that has time, there are two. The inauguration of the Mishkan, which takes 7 days plus 1. Right, 7 days plus the Yom HaShmini. And then the death of Nadav and Avihu on that day. So those are the 8 days. That happens. The Yom HaShmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Bamidbar also discusses this, and the donations of the wagons for travel by the Nesiim in Parshat Naso is also on the same day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? It goes for 12 days, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which means that it's not just that the stories are being told in separate books, but they're telling the same story even though it's happening on the same day. But what happens on that day from the lens of Vayikra is different from Bamidbar. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Vayikra, you have the inauguration of the Mishkan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Bamidbar, you have the donation of the wagons which we use to transport the Mishkan when we travel. Because that's happening on literally the same day. There are two completely different stories happening simultaneously through two lenses of religious experience. One is the world of Vayikra, one is the world of Bamidbar. They both happen Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they are both direct results and expansions of the final 5 psukim in Shemot. And when you realize that's happening, then you understand how really the end of Shemot, those last 5 psukim that tell you God came down to the Jewish people and is manifest among them, has two completely different ways that manifests. One is the world of Mishkan, Vayikra. The other is Bamidbar, is in our mundane lives and travel. And those are in a certain sense opposite, complementary, equivalent. But that's what Shemot sets you up for. So that's the vort that I have. You have to say it every year. But you'll see that it really does seem to be true based on these last 5 psukim of Shemot. Okay? I'll talk to you guys later. And like I said, if you want to set up any chavrusas, I've already told the guys I normally have chavrusas with, we've arranged it, and if anyone wants chavrusas, just let me know. Okay? I'll talk to you guys later.